Right now we have in the studio about to talk about the 40 Days for Life campaign with the Toledo Diocese. It's Veronica LaGuire. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Good.
All right. Well, tell us about 40 Days for Life. Let's get right to it.
All right. So 40 Days for Life, I believe, started in 2007, and it is now worldwide an ecumenical prayer movement to see an end to abortion in our communities. And so it starts, the spring campaign for 2023 starts next Wednesday, February 22nd, and goes until Palm Sunday, which is April 2nd. And here in Toledo, we have 12 hours of vigil slots that people can sign up for online. And what we ask is that you come and pray outside the abortion facility that still remains in Toledo, and that's at 1600 West Sylvania Avenue over in West Toledo. And we ask, you know, it's always best when we pray to have two or more. So we want to see two people signing up for each vigil slot. So if you want to sign up and then find a friend to come with you, but we just simply ask that you come and pray for an hour. And whether or not they are open, you won't be asked to, you know, engage with anyone. You know, when they are open and we're trying to engage with women, we have people there that have been trained and, you know, experienced in that. But this is just specifically to pray and to be a public witness for life. And so if you want to carry a 40 Days for Life sign so that people know exactly why you're there, we welcome that, and we will have signs available. But if you just want to walk and pray, that's fine too. But it's a crucial time for this, with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. A lot of people think that abortion is over or abortion is illegal. And it was mostly illegal for a couple months in Ohio. But then as of September, the heartbeat law had an injunction put on it. And so abortions are happening in Toledo again up until 10 weeks, and then in other areas of Ohio up until 22 weeks. So this is really important, and we have seen so much fruit come from it in Toledo, but also just worldwide. There have been over 20,000 babies that have been saved that we know of, and I'm sure thousands more that we aren't aware of. So prayer is powerful, and this is just a great opportunity to get involved, get your church involved in something that will save lives.
Yes. Now, so those who might be concerned, okay, I don't want to get arrested. What are the current guidelines right now, what we can and can't do?
So as long as you're on the sidewalk, that is public right of way, and you have free speech, you have, you know, religious freedom. So there is no risk if you don't get on their property, and it's pretty clear cut. They have a blacktop. And so the sidewalk to blacktop is a pretty clear line. So if you're on the sidewalk, you are within your rights, and you don't have to be concerned about that. And you're peaceful, so there is no sort of disturbing the peace. But yeah, as long as you don't go on the property of the abortion facility, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. And we have a parking lot across the street that's that would be where you can park. And we've got a van out there that says "Women Need Support, Not Abortion," has pictures of babies on it, so pretty clearly marked there.
And so you would expect people, if they're going to come represent you and join with you, you'd want them to be Christ-like in their in their actions.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a statement of peace on the website. So 40daysforlife.com/Toledo is where you can go to sign up, and you can also read that statement of peace.
And does the same go with the signs? Do you have signs pre-made that for people to take, or do they get to make their own? Any restrictions on that?
Yeah.
We want to have that same act of love.
Right. Yeah. We would only want you to have one of the Pray to End Abortion 40 Days for Life signs. Thank you.
Cool. And this is put on by the Toledo Diocese?
Yeah. That is who is, you know, leading the campaign. But it is orchestrated by a larger, you know, a group that is in different countries, 40 Days for Life. But yeah, we are sponsored here by the diocese.
And I mean, you guys, man, I admire you guys for the fight through the whole Catholic Church, how you fight for the unborn.
Yeah.
It's admirable. And
I'm not even Catholic.
but because you see how well
they allow
fight
it, though.
Yeah, so yeah, you don't have to be Catholic.
No, but, not at all.
And I'm sure other organizations, pro-life organizations, join you. And
yeah.
So mm-hmm. it goes for 40 days then?
Yeah, 40 days.
24 hours a day?
12 hours a day as far as the public vigil. Oh. But when you go online and sign up, you'll also get like a devotional email to you. And that's from the National 40 Days for Life team. And it'll have stories from campaigns around the world, which is really encouraging too. So as far as being there, it's pretty much daylight hours. You know, thankfully, it is getting to have, yeah, we're getting to have more daylight.
50 now, yeah.
So like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So it's kind of encroaching on the darker hours. But yeah, 12-hour vigils. Hopefully you grab a friend to come. But 40daysforlife.com, 40daysforlife.com/Toledo. You can get signed up there and get all the information you need.
And when again does it start? When's the first day?
A week from today, February 22nd.
And so they can sign up for a day or every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or sponsor a day and get 24 people to come. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, day after Valentine's Day, let's show some love.
Yeah.
All right. Again, the website one more time.
40daysforlife.com/Toledo.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.